Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
This is Anna, the Real McCoy. We are excited to be talking to you today. We are going to be going to be having an awesome time and sharing with you some of the that we've had with Woman Act Now. Woman Act Now. So we're having some technical difficulties. Technical difficulties, but anyway, we're going to get started because we're going to tell you all about Anna and Shauna's big Oprah adventure and what was happening. And let me tell you what's interesting about this is that we are going to talk about some of the principles of Woman Act Now and what we've been able to achieve in order to achieve our goal. About a year ago, let me start there. First of all, we talk about the Woman Act Now is developing your strategy, developing a strategy about what you're going to do for the next year. And one of the things that we're going to encourage you to do as you're listening to us is to consider envisioning your dreams and your visions for the next year now rather than waiting for an opportunity to do this in the future, for instance, in January of 2009. Rather, we are going to start to envision our future now and start thinking about what are we going to do for the next 12 months of our life, even though it's not falling on a calendar year. So starting there, I want to encourage you to do that. And the reason why I'm saying that is I'm going to share as we're talking about this big Oprah adventure, and many of you can relate to our story because perhaps even you have desired to go to the Oprah Winfrey Show and for a number of years, but it's never happened for you. Or better yet, shall I ask this question, have you ever tried to get tickets? Okay, yes, you've called, have set a goal that in the next 12 months I am going to go to see Oprah. Well, in doing so, we set a goal, or at least I set a goal a year ago this September because I like to do my projections for the next 12 months in September or October, so I'm not, distracted by the holiday season. So I asked Shauna, I said, Shauna, why don't you put our plan together, and on my personal I factor, and this is something that we talk about in the book in Woman Act Now, which is going to be released in January of 2009. We talk about going to a place we call Dreamland. And when you go to Dreamland, what you're going to do is start to envision, but what you do is create the conditions so that you can dream again. And so I began to create that condition of dreaming again. What does that mean? That means that I was going to set my condition to limit what failure could do. Failure had no meaning to me in Dreamland. You know, many of us are afraid of failure. And we're afraid to move. We're fearful of success also, but fear has a place in limiting us from achieving our dreams. So I set my conditions where, you know what, achievement is inevitable. It doesn't matter what you do. When you enter that place called Dreamland, one of the things I encourage you to do is walk out your dream, walk out your vision. And, I mean, you need to walk it through to see the detail of what that opportunity will bring you. So as a result of visiting Dreamland, one of my dreams for these 12 months was that I would be able to go to the Oprah Winfrey Show. And my intention of going to the Oprah Winfrey Show is to see the behind the scenes. I'm so interested in that, and I certainly have a dream of doing a talk show, a reality show about helping women to execute on their dreams. And I wanted to see how was this done. You know, she does such excellent work, but I wanted to see it firsthand. So a year ago, I set that goal and had an opportunity in these past couple of weeks to come up to go to Chicago. And this is what started it all, ladies, is being able to get to Chicago and to, once I realized I'm going to Chicago, then the first thing I thought about is that if I'm going to Chicago, then I need to go to Oprah Winfrey Show. Now, I know I don't have no tickets, but I need to go, and it was just a week prior to going to Chicago. It was just a week prior to going to Chicago, so I wanted to make sure that I started moving and getting myself ready to go to Chicago. And so now I want you to understand that once I got going, see, and this is the principle, you have to be able to recognize when that dream is stirred inside of you. When you recognize it, and I said, I made a comment that when I wrote down those goals and objectives for the next 12 months, I didn't only write them on paper, I also wrote them in my heart with indelible ink. And in doing so, in writing those goals, once you start to hear words that start to sound like your dream or your vision, then you begin to act on it. I want to welcome guest 481 to the show. Now, I want you to stay with us, and also guest 473, you want to stick with us on this show because we're talking about Anna and John's Big Oprah Adventure. And let me tell you something. You're going to get some great information, some great principles. You're going to celebrate. You're going to rejoice with us. You're going to get crazy, and you might even laugh a bit. So I have my sidekick here with me, Shauna Stallworth, and both of us had an opportunity to go on this journey. And so I'm just kind of setting up the pace here so that you understand what we're talking about. We're going to be sharing some of the principles of Woman Act Now, which we executed and we implemented and we exercised on in order to achieve our goal of going to the Oprah Winfrey Show in a very short period of time. So let's start that story, because let me tell you something. It was so exciting. Once my husband told me, he says, you know what, we're going to Chicago, the first thing I said, the very first thing I said, and I was talking about prior to you joining me, is that when you write down your vision, and I encourage every listener to write down their visions before these holiday seasons, before it hits us and we lose consciousness, we go unaware, and we just eating turkey and drinking eggnog. We want to hold up. We want to stop you in your tracks and start getting you to envision those things that you want to accomplish in the next 12 months, not the next calendar year, so that you are way ahead of the game. And this is what happened to me. I was way ahead of the game. I sat down and I started to envision it, what we call the I factor zone, and getting to that place of dreamland. And one of my dreams, and I've had this dream for 20 years, but I never acted on it. And this is what I found really interesting, Shauna, is that I never, ever set a goal to go to the Oprah Winfrey Show before a year ago.
In the complete 20 years that you have made an effort to try to go to the show, you never set a goal.
Well, what the reality was is I didn't make an effort.
Yeah.
There was no effort. The distinct difference between me going to the show and me not going to the show was execution. And it was amazing, even as we started our journey and we started telling people we were on our way to the Oprah Winfrey Show and we got to Chicago, people were telling us what?
They were telling us, wow, how did you get tickets to the Oprah Show? I live in Chicago. I've never gotten tickets.
And what's the one question I asked?
Well, have you ever tried to get tickets?
And the answer was
no.
And so the distinct difference in what we talk about in Woman Act Now is being a woman of execution, that you began to execute on your ideas by taking action. So now fast forward a little bit, ladies, and our men, if you're listening. Fast forward for me, because now my husband's got me so excited about going to Chicago to a meeting, and I'm thinking the first thing I said to him is, you know what, honey? Oh, that's great, but listen, I only know one person in Chicago, and that's by reputation only. And I have to see her. He said, well, who is that? I said, Oprah. Like you're supposed to know it's Oprah. I mean, what do you mean asking me? Oprah lives in Chicago. I only know Oprah.
Right.
And so he says, well, honey, you don't have any tickets. I said, well, not now, but I'm going to get some tickets, because if we're going, and we were going for the weekend of September the 6th, and I said, we need to stay until September the 8th, until Monday, because I need to go to the studios. I need to take me some pictures. I need to take my picture in front of Harpo Studio signs. I need to go to the Oprah store. What else? I need to go to the show.
Cast your vision.
And I need to cast my vision. And he's like, what are you talking about, casting? I said, you don't understand, honey. I got vision. I got vision for what I want. I,
what I see. I got to see the behind the scenes. I got to get inside that studio. I just can't be on the outside. I got to see some things. And he was like, okay, friend, that's real nice. That's real nice. He says, but we're not staying there Monday. He says, we're going to go, and I'm ready to go home. I've been on the road for 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm ready to go home, and I got to go there to this meeting, and I'm going home. And you can go home, but I ain't going home because I got to be in Chicago on Monday, September the 8th. Well, ladies, you have to listen to this because I'm telling you, when you have that dream that's written with that indelible ink up on your heart, you got to understand something is that everything, when you start, this is the key to when that dream is getting close to you, when you're about to begin to really walk into it and execute something that you really desire, is that everything is going to come in opposition. You just start looking for those things that are telling you no, and then you know that you are on to something. Mm-hmm. So here we are, ladies. We're getting ourselves ready. We're on to something. So my sweetheart, I said, Honey, I got to be there on September the 8th. And he just went on about his business. And I tell you, as a result of that, I said, okay. Now I start thinking about how can I get tickets? Who do I know? Is there anybody I know? Who is it that I can call and get into relationship with, talk to about this whole idea of getting to the Oprah show? So I'm thinking, well, I don't know nobody. So, okay, what else can I do? What can I do? Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, is there something? I got to get to that Oprah Winfrey show. I'm going to be in Chicago, so I got to get there. I don't understand. And so as the week progressed, I was busily preparing myself on Thursday because I had to fly to Baltimore for a women's conference. And I'm thinking about, okay, I got to go to the Oprah Winfrey show, but I don't have no tickets yet. And the day Thursday, unbeknownst to me, what were you doing, Sean?
Well, Thursday, earlier that morning, I actually called the Oprah show because a year ago, Coach Anna, you remember, you placed a note and gave me a note saying, Shauna, I need you to call Oprah today, and I need you to call her every day. So we can, I need to give me some Oprah tickets. So I posted a note on my desk, and fortunately for me, I had heard you telling Dr. McCoy about you guys going to Chicago and how you needed to go see Oprah. And I said, well, you know what? I said, let me just call today and see if I can get her some Oprah tickets. And I called, and unfortunately, the message was, we're sorry, but the line is now closed. Please call back in October when we're open up for a new season.
Well, see what I'm saying? I mean, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know that. So here I am. I'm rushing around. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'm rushing around and trying to get my stuff together. And then I thought, okay, I had this thought come to my mind, Oprah.com, Oprah.com. And you know what? That thought was Holy Spirit prompting me to say, girl, go to Oprah.com. There's something on Oprah.com you need to see. So I went to the computer, I pulled it out, I got my laptop out, dragging that thing around, had to find some plugs, and I was like, there's too much effort for this. So I found a plug, I was outside, plugged it up, and, you know, looking on Oprah.com, and I was looking, I had a spirit of urgency on me. I was like, oh, my God, all right, I was looking, I said, what am I looking for? And so let me tell you something, boy, when that thing gets on you, I told you when you get stirred up inside of you about your dream and your vision, and you just start to just have a little bit of hint that this thing could possibly happen, or there's some agreement in the atmosphere about your dream. I mean, all sorts of things can start to happen. And I really felt like some things in the atmosphere was working in my favor, that Holy Spirit was on my side. So when he told me to go to Oprah.com, I felt such a sense of urgency on me, and I began to look and search the site, and all of a sudden I began to see myself. Where do I fit into this whole scheme of things? And, you know, stuff started feeling real to me, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. And as I began to search, I started looking for certain things because I often go to the site, and I recognized there's some things that were different. So I thought, because I saw things, I was searching for the things I had not seen. Well, the reality was is the Holy Spirit led me to the site with that spirit of search on me, and I looked down to the bottom right hand of the page in a very discreet location in between two other links. I mean, it was no big flashing lights or nothing. It said a little link that says tickets available for September the 8th. Now, y'all know I went crazy.
I said, oh, my God, this is God. I said, this cannot be true. This cannot be true. So I clicked on that link, and it went to the email. And I, and just an inch of doubt entered my mind right when I clicked on it, and I saw this thing, email us your story. And I was like, what story? I said, listen, my name is Anna McCoy, and I'm supposed to be in your audience on September the 8th. Okay? That's what I'm supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to be there. And listen, I've been a student of Oprah's for 20 years. I've watched her. But I am supposed to be a part of this audience on September the 8th. And as a matter of fact, here are my four people. And then I said, P.S., by the way, if you only have one ticket left, scratch the other three people because I know I'm supposed to be there on September the 8th. And now you have to understand, I was speaking as if this were reality, that this is real, that don't give my ticket away to anybody else. I wasn't trying to be nice. Listen, I'm supposed to be there. Well, that was Thursday night, so Thursday night, as things started to move, I went to pack my clothes. I got my Oprah jacket that I was going to wear on the show late. I got my bright color, highlighter color jacket, because, you know, if you're a student and you watch Oprah and you follow it, you know people always, the audience always looks really pretty. And so I said, I need to wear something really bright and really pretty. And so I got my jacket. I packed that jacket and my little outfit together. That was my Oprah stuff because, listen, I figured I didn't send some people my message, and surely they're going to call me back with some tickets. So off to Baltimore, Shawna and I went. We got there in the afternoon, and I had an interview to do, and I'm on that interview, and my phone just, like, kept ringing and ringing with an area code I didn't really recognize, 312. And it looked like a business number because it ended with a 1,000 number. So I was like, okay, somebody's trying to reach me. And when I finished the interview, I called them back. When I called them, the woman said, hello, Oprah Winfrey Show. I said,
constantly walking things out, constantly walking things out. So she's already up and already talking things through with her coach and with her mentors and with the lovely ladies that she had invited previously before, allowing them to share the experience with her. But what a beautiful thing is that when you are in relationship with individuals, they can be excited for you. They can be happy for you. So it's important, the relationships that you have, as you're moving forward with your dreams and your vision. You want to be able to have people that are in relationship with you that will support you, that will celebrate you, and that won't look at it as if, wow, I wish I could do that, in a jealous nature, but they're looking at it in support. They're happy about what you're doing, and they want you to be all that you can be. So, Coach Hannah, but they want you to be all that you can be, which is a wonderful thing. So you want to be linked up, and you want to recognize the seasons in your life to know that if there is someone in your past that cannot move forward with you, cannot be supportive of what you're doing, and cannot benefit where you're going, you want to be clear and be certain that you need them where they are. So as you're moving, people can agree with you so that you can continue to keep that burning desire and know that you will be everything that God has purposed for you to be, because you're in the right place at the right time and you have the right people around you to support you in your efforts. So we're moving on. We go on to the
All right, we're excited. We're having a few technical difficulties here, but we're excited when we're talking about Anna and Oprah's big adventure. And welcome, guest 628, to the show. For whatever it is that you desire, not being afraid, ask for it. Whether it's spoken or unspoken, ask for it and believe and watch God move according to your faith.
Wow. And so our next step was obviously going to the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about that. Once we got in and we began to take our opportunity to the next level of being intentional, there were so many things that occurred as we started that process. So let's talk about getting to the show, getting inside, going through the security, all of those things.
Well, one of the things that was very valuable to me is that the principles that we talk about all the time is execution and being able to move forward on that no matter where you are. Don't get in a state of, If something is happening, be present now. Be conscious of exactly.
So what we did is once you realized that the tickets were no longer there for you and your sweetheart, you immediately moved to the next step. That's execution number one. Because what you didn't do was live in the past, but you lived in the present. So you were operating in your now so that your future could end up with the results that your heart had a desire to see. Okay, and then we also, as we got into the show, the lady actually recognizes. Remember I said it's so important that you take advantage of every opportunity. When I left that message on her voicemail, that following morning when my husband couldn't come in, I called her back to ask her to add Shauna to the list. I was very specific. I said, listen, I am here and we are here in Chicago, and by the time I got information, and he was delayed because of the Hannah storm, but I have my assistant in tow with me, and her name is Shauna Stallworth. Please change the name and make sure, you know, that whoever needs to get it, that they have it, so that when we do arrive, you do know that Shauna is going to be with me and not someone else. And so as a result of that, she did that, and what happened once we got there? To show you how every opportunity is so important that you make your best impression.
We walked up to the, once we got in, we walked up, and the ticket taker, of course, was the young lady that Miss Anna had talked to.
unbeknown to her. But when she gave her her name, she stepped up and she said, yes, my name is Anna McCoy. And she said, oh, I know exactly who you are, Miss McCoy. And she repeated her message back word for word. Oh, this is Anna McCoy, and my husband's Dr. Rich. My husband, Richard McCoy, is not going to be able to make it. But I have my assistant with me, Shauna Stallworth, and we're in the area. The studio's on time. I mean, lady, word for word. That lets you know, one, that she had left an impression on her heart. So the favor of the Lord had already gone before us. But that was opportunity being moving in the making.
So I want to welcome guest 640 to the show. You're listening to Anna and Shauna's Big Oprah Adventure and how we were able to execute our ideas and execute our passion of intention and faith and execution in order to achieve the dream of attending the Oprah Winfrey Show. Now, what's so important, many people have attained this, and many people have gotten tickets to the show. But what we're trying to share with you is that when we are our very best at everything that we do, and we are not afraid to be our authentic self, not afraid to put ourselves forward, to take action, some great and exceptional things can happen for us. So now as we're walking through that process, I told you I packed my bags and before I even had tickets, but I packed it with my Oprah jacket. I packed my outfit, and I mean, let me tell you something. I brought my mask makeup, my television makeup, ladies, so that, you know, I wanted to prepare myself for my opportunity. And eventually, I believe that I'll have the opportunity to meet Oprah. However, I wanted to make sure that I had everything together, the hair, the makeup, the clothing, everything, that it was exceptional. So as we started to go through that, and I encouraged Shauna to do the same, she looked absolutely beautiful as well. As we were going through that security line, the people who worked for Oprah, the security people, they were going like this, ooh, girl, that's a pretty jacket. You're going to be on the front row. And you have to remember our intention. We prayed. We shared with other people. We talked to other people. And we were praying for favor, specifically for favor and opportunity. And so as they were telling me my jacket was pretty and it's possible that you're going to sit on the front row, I was receiving that as confirmation that, again, I'm getting closer and closer to my opportunity. Because had I had an opportunity to speak with Oprah, I had my little thing down, my 20 seconds down, to hear me and what I believe I could contribute to her life and her dream. So as a result, I wanted to make sure I had this thing looking right. I was looking good. And so as we were going through that process, we got upstairs, and we were very friendly and talking to women in the audience who were also ticket holders. And one woman, after two or three minutes of talking to me, she says, you know what, you are a woman. You are a woman that I believe can get what she wants. You're very confident. You're very assertive. And I guarantee you, if they give you an opportunity to ask a question, you're going to ask a question. I say, you got that right. You can believe that. So as we got upstairs, they put you in this holding area with 300 other people, and you're just waiting to get downstairs. So they started calling out the numbers. They gave you these numbers, and you were going to be seated based on the number. Well, we thought we were early, but we ended up with numbers 233 and 234, mm-hmm. and there's only 289 people in the audience. And so as the lady started telling, well, we're going to call people out, and we've got a few parties we want to sit first. So she started calling up few people, then she started calling the numbers. Then she said, McCoy party, please come down. And we looked at each other real cool, you know. We didn't want to let go because we said, look in here. They didn't call us out, y'all. So here we go. We go marching downstairs. When we got downstairs, the woman who was seating us, the group in front of us, they were seating them. And when she got to us and she was like taking a surprise, you know, taken aback when she saw us. And I had that lime color green jacket on, my Oprah jacket, got her attention, y'all. I think she was probably blinded. It was so highlighted yellow. And when she saw, she says, you two, how many's in your party? And we said, two. She says, wait right here. And we looked at each other, girl, and then she walked us across Oprah stage to get down to the two middle seats directly in front of Oprah and her guests. And we looked at each other, and as soon as our butts hit that seat, we said, we prayed for more favor. I mean, how much more favor you need? You know what I'm saying? We said, we want more. You know, we want more. There's more. Now we're inside. We are sitting here, y'all, ready to look at an Oprah Winfrey taping. and we are sitting up in here. And so we prayed for even more favor. But prior to getting out of the car, Shauna was anointing her feet. And I needed some lotion, really. And I said, well, girl, give me some of that anointing oil, using the holy thing for the unholy thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make a funny. And she said, my mama called and told me to anoint my feet before I go in there, because one day I'm going to sing on the Oprah Winfrey Show or something. I said, okay. And so I said, give me some of that oil. I anointed my feet. So here we are with our anointed feet. We're sitting up in there. We're praying for the favor of God. We're executing. And we've gotten ourselves right here in the middle two seats, the very front seat directly in front of Oprah. Now, you have to understand something. Once we were sitting there, and everybody was sitting there, all kind of looking scared and everything, and we're looking at our opportunities. What could we do now? So when the lady came out to start doing the stage management, she came out and she began to warm up the audience and also to train us if there were going to be any questions and, you know, talking to the audience, different things like that, you know, so we'd know how to handle ourselves in front of the camera. So she asked the question, is there anybody in here who knows how to sing? And I just started screaming, she does, and I'm pointing to Shauna. And she looked at Shauna and she said, Shauna? She says, well, who's your favorite artist? And Shauna, take it away.
I share with her that Cece Wine is, of course, anybody who knows me knows that Cece Wine is my favorite. She has been my musical mentor from the background for years. I've sang all of her stuff ever since I started being pushed out into the, I guess you could say, marketplace of solo artists, of doing her things. And so I shared with her Cece Wine was my favorite artist. And she said, oh, my God, Cece Wine, I love Cece Wine. And she began to share how she had came to the show years earlier. Of course, I knew that because I had watched the whole show. And they did a show with Cece and her family. And she was saying, well, she wanted my earrings. And, of course, I pointed to Miss Anna because Miss Anna had given her a jacket not too many months from that day. I said, well, she gave her a jacket. She gave her a jacket. And so she says, well, who is she? And Shauna said, well, that's my mentor and my boss. And then she got to talking about a couple other things. And then Shauna got to sing in the pre-show on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I was like, oh, my God, look at this. And I said, girl, you didn't sing down here in the Oprah Winfrey Show. And it was so exciting. And she did such an awesome job singing one of Cece's songs. And then the lady went around and she continued to ask questions. And she asked this one question because, you know, I was waiting for my opportunity. And that opportunity was, when can I ask my question? Because I had an agenda. Do you hear me? So, and that's what I'm saying about you have to be intentional about your opportunity. So I don't know. We don't know if Oprah was looking at us on the monitors or whatever, or, you know, whether it hurts us or helps us. You know, the whole perspective was is that be intentional about your life, your destiny. Do what's necessary. Because guess what? This was our moment. We weren't going to have any other time to do it, any other moment. And if Shauna wouldn't have taken the action to sing that song at the moment she was given, then, you know, this was our moment. Any other time was not promised to us. And so as a result of that, when the lady asked, well, do you have any questions about or comments about whether or not you'd like to see Oprah do more of some shows she's done or some new shows, then this is your opportunity to share that with us. So one lady behind us, she stood up and she says, I'd like to see Oprah do more animal cruelty shows because she really brought out some things and really brought a lot of awareness to this particular area. And I know she likes animals and different things. And so the stage manager asked, she says, so do you have any animals? She said, yes, I have three dogs and you love animals. And we said, yes, we could probably do more of that. And then she went to the other side, and another young lady stood up and full of energy, and she says, well, I'd like to see Oprah do more shows on survivors, you know, survivors of cancer. She says, I had cancer, too. I had cancer at 12. Now I'm 24. I'm free of cancer, but I'm a survivor helping other cancer patients, you know, be able to survive cancer, and I think that'd make a great show. So I'm thinking, okay, now these are two human interest kind of stories, and here I got my agenda, y'all. My agenda is very different. So I raise my hand. I take the risk, and this is what you have to do. One of the things I write about in the book Woman Act Now is take the risk. If you ever want to get known in front of an audience and you have an opportunity to do so,
You want to take the risk and ask a question or make a comment, but make sure it's something that adds to the environment, and you'll become known. You'll become known very, very quickly. And so as a result of that, I asked the question, I'd like to see, or I made this comment, I'd like to see Oprah do more shows on how to help women successfully execute on their dreams and visions. And she kind of looked at me, she says, oh, we do that. I said, no, you don't do that. What your show has done is make people's dreams come true. And that's very different than being able to teach a person how to execute on their own ideas. And so she looked at me, she says, well, is that what you do? I said, absolutely. And so she says, I said, I am a professional coach, and I'm also a mentor to women to help them execute successfully on their ideas, to be able to get them through the execution gap. So she looked at me and she says, well, what have you done with the lady next to you that you've mentored? I said, well, I'm glad you asked. I said, because this young lady has been able to execute on her dream. She's releasing a solo project in January. She is, not only is she releasing that, but she has done, she and her husband has executed on this themselves. She sang with another group, was on a record label. They did that through that, but this time she has written songs, she has published them, she owns a publishing company to publish her own songs, and has even licensed her music and her lyrics to other artists. So that's what she's been able to do in the last 12 months, being a part of the organization where we coach women to success, to successfully execute on their ideas. And she went, whoa. And then she went around the room. She says, are there any women who have kind of dreams and visions? So another friend encouraged one of her friends and said, my friend has a dream. And so the stage manager runs over there, and she goes and says, tell us your dream. She stands up, and she tells her, she says, I want to make jewelry. I want to design jewelry, or I design jewelry. She says, well, what's keeping you back from executing on that dream? And the woman just kind of stood there, and her friend said, fear. She's just afraid. And she says, well, we're going to put Anna to work. We'll let the expert do this. Anna, and so now you got to understand something, ladies or gentlemen or listeners, is that here I am at the Oprah Winfrey Show during her pre-show doing what I do, being who I am, exercising on my craft, executing on that craft, but also having an opportunity to be introduced to 287 other women who, first of all, are certainly my passion to help women, and I was able to coach this woman to get her to understand that getting through the execution gap is more than just saying you want to do something. It's time out to stop talking and start doing. And as I began to ask her the question, now you got to understand, she gave me the microphone, y'all. And I looked at her, I said, I need at least 3 or 4 minutes to coach her through this process. Do I have that time? She says, absolutely. I began to talk to her and ask her about her dream, ask her how she was going to get it done, ask her what was the steps she could take. And guess what? She could not answer my question, even the simplest question that says, what are 3 steps that you can execute on tomorrow that will move you closer towards your dream? And she was dumbfounded. She was immobilized. She could not do it. And so I looked at her and I said, I tell you what, my name is Anna McCoy, and I'm a coach, and I will help you execute on this dream if you'll get in contact with me. So when we leave, make sure you wait, and I'm going to give you my information, and I will successfully help you execute on your dream. So now you have to understand, why was this an exceptional experience for us that was very different from the other women that were sitting in the audience? We were able to execute on who we are and what we do. We were not afraid. We were not afraid to put ourselves out there for whatever opportunity it's going to present to us, and that's why it was so exceptional. Not only that, those women waited for us afterwards. They're looking for the woman in the green jacket. They were waiting, not one woman, not two women, but many women were asking for our information about our organization, about Woman Act Now, about what do you do, maybe when you come back to this city. Now, remember when we started this, some of you may have not heard, but I didn't know anyone in Chicago. When my husband, we started this story about my husband saying we have to go on a trip to Chicago, and I'm thinking the only person I know in Chicago is Oprah, and I've got to see her. So even with that, and being able to now to get to this moment, and we haven't even seen Oprah yet. Our experience was so amazing before we ever got there, and we were realizing that why are we here? Well, why are we here is so that we can make connections, because you have to live who you are everywhere you go. And if you will learn to stay true to yourself, and begin to exercise and execute on what you believe, no matter where you are. Now, I could have been, just like many of the other women, just sitting there, you know, not thinking that I had anything to contribute. But the woman who was running the show, what she said to us is that, I don't know what it is. She could not leave us. She had to keep coming back to us. And maybe it had something to do with us sitting in the middle of the studio, but I doubt that that was the case. What I think it had to do with is this energy we had, this confidence, this self-assuredness, this love, just this whole thing about us that we were our authentic self. We didn't change because we were in that environment, and I don't change in any environment. If I have an opportunity to be who I am, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're the president of the United States or you're the girl next door, I'm going to just be Anna. And Anna is going to get me a long way, and I want to encourage you, being your authentic self and knowing who you are, managing your confidence in certain situations. You know, people often tell me, and this is another thing we cover in the book, about your building confidence or knowing who you are, knowing yourself, is that many times we think we lack confidence or we lack self-image or self-confidence. And really, my intention is to help women to understand is that you have to learn how to manage your confidence in certain situations. Mm-hmm. And so even in that situation, Shawnee, you might have felt, I asked you a question afterwards, what would you have done had I not said, she can sing? What would you have done?
Well, when she asked, I put my hand up, but I didn't raise my hand like, oh, me. I would have never made that kind of, I just would not have done that.
And so
I would have waited to have been recognized is what I would have done.
And then what would you possibly have positioned yourself to do what?
Absolutely nothing, because what I would have positioned myself for was to be overlooked.
Yeah.
Because there was no guarantee without some type of motion, without some type of commotion or some type of attention getter that she would come back to the front.
Because
she had already made her way to the back of the production area.
And so what we do is when we're afraid to step out on our opportunities, then we really position ourselves to be overlooked. We position ourselves to lose our opportunities. And you know what? This when we think about this, regardless of whatever happens with the Oprah Winfrey Show or any of that, it's also another confidence builder that we can execute on these principles that we teach others about and that we were holding ourselves accountable to execute on as a result of this opportunity that had been given to us. So when you're thinking about birthing your dream, you're thinking about doing the things that matter most, you have to be willing to take a risk. You have to be willing to put yourself out there, regardless of what other people do. You know, people can, you know, especially when you're in audiences like that, it was very clear that some women were just probably certainly happy to go but didn't have any intention about their presence being there. And I'm thinking, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to be Anna wherever I am. And wherever Anna is going to contribute to what's going on in that environment. And let me tell you why. One of my core values in life is contributing to the excellence of other people. Now, trust me, I'm not just going to try to take over things just to draw attention to me. If I cannot contribute something that will bring excellence to the people involved. And I look at life this way. Every opportunity, every place I find myself on an hour-by-hour basis, I'm supposed to be in that place. And whoever is around me, I want to be conscious. I want to be aware. I want to give everything I possibly can give out of who I am to contribute to that environment. So if that means I need to ask questions, if that means I need to step up and say hello to someone that's not talking to anybody, if that means that I need to take the lead, I'll do all of those things because I won't let my moment pass without me taking advantage of that opportunity. So now what happens now, listeners, what happens now is that you're going to have to read about it in the next book, not the Woman Act Now book, because what we were able to do, that book is coming out in January, January the 5th, 2009. You can pre-order it at womanactnow.com or amazon.com. And the beauty of it is we're going to be traveling around the country. So listen, if you're listening to us and you have a women's organization, you want to bring some principles that will really make the difference, that will move them from the talking to the doing, we are your women. We are the women that will help you to be able to accomplish that. In addition to that, you might want to consider joining Woman Act Now so that you can be held accountable to achieving your goals, no matter how small or how large they may be. I talk about this story at the end of the book. And then the next part of this story will be what happens in the future, because I still have a passion, I still have a goal of contributing to the excellence of Oprah Winfrey in her network and what she's doing in her life. Not just me of getting what I want, but I believe the information, the way we do what we do will make the difference in, you know, women across the world who will execute on these principles that we share to help them move through this gap. So we want to encourage you, if you enjoy the show, mark us as a favorite in your favorites box. We want you to go to thewomanactnow.com. Also, we want to invite you to participate on our 15 Minutes to Destiny show, teleconference calls, which are held every Monday. You can get the information. You can get the information off of our website and join us there every Monday. And what those calls specifically are about is when you think about what are you doing today that's going to help you to achieve your destiny. And what we found is most women, they won't even commit 15 minutes of their day to really serving their dream or serving their vision or serving that business or doing those things, but yet they keep hoping that things will happen for them. So those 15 Minutes to Destiny calls are about helping you to achieve those dreams and visions by sharing information, by sharing these types of things that occur with us as we are executing the Woman Act Now principles, and sharing the testimonies and stories of other professionals and authors and members who are actually executing and getting results. So you want to take advantage of that as well. Is there anything else that you can think of? Our Woman Act Now meetings, or we have our Woman Act meetings. We want to invite you to join us if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, anytime you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to join us on our monthly Woman Act Now meetings. They're every Friday at the last of the month, the last Friday in every month. And you can get information on that by joining up for our email on womanactnow.com. So if you go to www.womanactnow.com, join our mailing list, we send out monthly e-bites on a monthly basis to all of the things that are happening with us. Of course, our 15 Minutes of Destiny calls that Coach Anna had shared with you earlier, as well as our Real McCoy show that we host every Thursday right here on Blog Talk Radio. So we want to invite you to join us here next Thursday for the Real McCoy show, as well as womanactnow.com, signing up for our email blast so that you can become a partner with us and you can hear more about what we're doing, as well as being in position for that book, Woman Act Now. It's January the 5th, 2009. That's a wealth of information that's going to just change your life. So we want to be able to seed into you. It's not just about getting from us. It's about seeding into your life, so that you can be the very best that God has called you to be. So we want to encourage you to not be afraid. Always be your authentic self. And if you have trouble with that, we're here to help you. Also, we want you to save the date, January the 9th and 10th. We're having our first annual Woman Act Now conference. And what that conference is going to be, it's going to be 2 days of intensive time with Coach Anna McCoy. I may have one or two guests with us, but they won't be doing a big part because I got so much to share. By the time you leave there, you will be answering the question, what can I do for the next 5 years that's going to give me the greatest benefit in my life? And that's where I'm going to really focus your attention, to focus on you, to start looking at finding your strengths, looking at your opportunities, and being able to convert those strengths into opportunities, minimizing your weaknesses so that you can minimize the threats or those barriers that will keep you from being successful. So mark your calendar from January 9th and 10th. Share it with somebody, some other woman, because let me tell you, ladies, you will not leave the same. You are going to be so impacted about achieving the destiny that's in store for you for the next 12 months, the next 24, the next 5 years, for the rest of your life. And I am confident that we will deliver. Shauna will be singing at that conference some very powerful, purpose, destiny-oriented music that's on her CD. So we got our little two-woman show, but let me tell you, you will experience nothing like it, because I don't need to fill up my stage with a bunch of people. I want to be able to communicate these things that are so deep in my heart and give you the best that I can give you over those 2 days. So again, those dates are January the 9th and 10th, so mark your calendar. We want you to know that you are loved and appreciated. Visit us at womanactnow.com. Join the organization so you can be coached, you can be trained, you can take entrepreneurship courses online, financial courses. We've got all sorts of things for you. So, but you need to be a member. We've got videos. We communicate. It doesn't matter what city you live in. All you need is a webcam, and we're in relationship, and I'm looking at you lying to me about what you've been doing so I can help you to get back on track, okay? So we want you to know, thank you for listening to The Real McCoy, Anna McCoy, on Woman Act Now Radio. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye.